The steady rise in new COVID-19 cases in Arizona continues today. The State Department of Health Services is reporting 1,315 new cases this morning and 13 more deaths. That brings the total number of cases in our state to more than 242,000 and the total number of deaths to 5,918.
The virus is surging again in Arizona and elsewhere, but not much else has changed in recent days. While daily reports have exceeded 1,000 new cases, Arizona's stay-at-home order was lifted more than 5 months ago, and Governor Doug Ducey appears unwilling to consider another. Members of his own party in the state legislature are considering curtailing his emergency powers, believing he went too far to combat the pandemic. And fatigue over precautions like wearing masks has set in. Meanwhile, healthcare workers are bracing for another wave of patients and deaths. So what should the state be doing better to prepare? We're joined now by Dr. Shad Marvesty, Director of Public Health and Prevention at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Phoenix. Good morning. Dr. Shad, are you there? Good morning.
Yep, Good morning.
All right. So let me start with a little bit about where we are now. We've heard from your colleagues in the field who have said that we at least understand more about the virus now. We have more PPE available for healthcare workers. Do you feel that the medical community here has what it needs to fight back as we see this rise in cases?
Well, the medical community is definitely poised and up for the challenge. The question is whether or not on the public side and on the policy side, we're going to be able to to keep the numbers as low as possible so as not to overwhelm the healthcare capacity that we have.
What do you think the state could be doing better at this point?
Well, I think we need to learn from the mistakes of the past. You know, in a lot of things in healthcare in the U.S. were reactive. We're kind of more of a disease management system. And so what I'd like to see is for us to be more proactive and more focused. As we're seeing all the numbers rise, it is problematic, and we shouldn't wait until things get worse. What we should be doing is we should begin the process of making the changes that we need to make, such as mandating masks statewide. We know that we had
I think we're losing the connection with Dr. Shad here. I think we might have to come back to this interview in just a few moments. That was Dr. Shad Marvesty, Director of Public Health and Prevention at the University of Arizona College of Medicine. We'll return to the rest of that conversation if we can soon. Okay, and now we'll return to the conversation we just began with Dr. Shad Marvesty, Director of Public Health and Prevention at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Phoenix. Are you there, Dr. Shad?
I am here. Good morning again.
Great. Thanks again. All right. So let's pick up where we left off. I asked if the state could be doing better here as we see the numbers continue to sort of steadily rise here in the state. What else do you think should be done?
I think we need to get ahead of the curve instead of being reactive. We don't want to wait until it's too late. We don't want to wait until we're in the red zone with everything. Now that the percent positivity has gone up, we were at 4% for 6 weeks, then 5%, now 6.1%. Hopkins has us at 9.1%. Cases per 100,000 are 14.2, which is above 10. We don't want to wait until it gets higher. So what I think we should do is we should learn from the mistakes of the past. We should mandate masks statewide because they work, they're inexpensive, and they save lives. We should consider closing the highest risk indoor activities or reducing capacity significantly. So that would include movie theaters, bars, nightclubs, and perhaps looking at more patio dining. And if we do any indoor restaurant dining, make it less than 25%. And then we also need to look at the winter visitors that are coming into town. You know, Arizona swells in terms of population this time of year, and we love to welcome folks back. But we also need to consider doing COVID testing of those who are traveling from hotspots around the country and or having a mandatory 14-day quarantine upon arrival. And then increasing our testing capacity by pool testing and having adequate tests for everyone in public-facing jobs, which we haven't been able to do thus far.
So this spike that we're seeing ourselves in right now doesn't seem like as big a spike as we saw, at least in the summer in Arizona. Do you anticipate this getting worse at this point without those further measures, or is this going to look a little different because there are some mitigation strategies in place and people are still following these for the most part?
Well, we know in the rate of infection, the R-naught is above 1 and even above 1.10. The rate of spread is really rapid, no matter what mitigation we're doing. Obviously, it's not enough, in which case we really have to look at the source of the new infections, which are, you know, people being tired of the masks and also doing more small gatherings in homes. And with the holidays coming, we really need to get that word out for people to be vigilant. I also think that people can also invest in their own health by boosting their immunity, exercising, sleeping, even checking vitamin D levels, which seems to be a big deal with respect to COVID, and also losing weight if you're overweight. So there's individual health things that we can do as well as public health things.
All right. That is Dr. Shad Marvesty, Director of Public Health and Prevention at the University of Arizona College of Medicine here in Phoenix. Dr. Shad, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.